Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Zach Wilson, not a committed soaker, was baptized as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said he didn't grow up active in the church and was never really a churchgoer.
Got it. Good for him.
Why I really wanted to play football and BYU would take him.
But he always had a good relationship with God in his life.
Whatever. That's he's banging his mom's friends. All right.
Well, that's because of his good relationship with God.
All right.
We got some Arizona State news.
Yeah, you guys are kicking it. Todd.
Number one.
In what?
Arizona State, now the most penalized school in NCAA history after ASU football violations in history. They have been sanctioned, penalized 10 times by the NCAA for major infractions, tying SMU for the top spot.
You get
on
some
the
sort
list.
Of banner to hang or anything for that?
No, but what happened to SMU?
They got a death penalty.
They're not going to. They don't do those schools anymore.
Right. Yeah, they don't.
No.
No, and they're not going to give anybody the death penalty.
No,
and because
not after that. Yeah. No.
I like the one about SMU.
I like the one about SMU. Zach Peterson.
That's a Zach That's Peterson so line.
Well, if any, was it what, like 5 years ago or so when Baylor, you know, their basketball team was like covered
he
up
hit a murder.
Right.
The coach hit a murderer. It's not the school's fault.
Yeah, but I mean, if a program was going to get a death penalty,
it'd be them.
They probably would have.
Hey, don't talk
happen.
About the guy that murdered people on our team. It could get us in trouble.
Right.
Just keep it quiet. Yeah.
Right. Did they get sanctioned?
Yeah, they did.
Somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the basketball team probably did.
I think they tossed around.
Really good still, yeah.
People tossed around the death penalty idea.
Don't say toss. Trying to get the ostrich
toss.
Out of
I was thinking about ostriches again.
Texas A&M is
so
third.
So what's the punishment for Arizona State?
They have been, I think they took away a bunch of scholarships.
They said they can't play in a bowl game in 6 years. Oh, no, that's Nebraska. Although you weren't under probation, you just couldn't make a bowl
oh,
game
no,
in 6 years.
Arizona State said they would voluntarily sit out the bowl game last year, and then they proceeded to win two games. So it was a good year to sit out a bowl game.
They called ahead and said they called that ahead of time. Right?
Yeah, they can't even cheat right. This was all COVID. I think a lot of these were COVID infractions where somebody wasn't supposed to.
Recruiting when you shouldn't have been.
And, you know, they penalized these kids, and Herm is gone, and so is Antonio Pierce. And they
that
were the guys
every school.
Yeah, who were spearheading all of that.
That's why I love about the NIL. These kids can leave, too. And the transfer portal, I mean, because the kids can leave, too. Why coaches can leave, why can't the kids leave?
And Antonio Pierce certainly failed up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. All right.
That's well, that voluntarily what? Skipping the bowl game is guys that like skeezy dudes that'll sit around and be like, well, I wouldn't bang her. Like, yeah, you're not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah. She's fat, man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whatever, dude.
Congratulations.
She will never look in your direction.
I'm glad that ASU can finally give you something to be happy about.
Vacating records. I always hate that for contests in which ineligible student athletes competed. You know, so those games never happened, apparently.
You going to go see them this fall? They'll be playing close to you, won't they?
They're in the Big 12 now.
Right. They're in Manhattan, and they're in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I might make the trip to Stillwater just to say I've been to Oklahoma.
And then Louisiana would be the only state you haven't been to?
No, and then Mississippi. I got to get Mississippi in there.
You know, I think Mississippi would be cool to do, because I mean, I think is actually go to an Ole Miss football game where they have that big tailgate and area, everybody's in dresses and all hot little Southern
bells. World's largest cocktail party.
Yeah, now Mississippi's a crappy state. Obviously, they're 50th in everything, you know. I think
they're consistent.
But they got an ocean. You know, the thing to
but
be,
if you're going to go there to see a football game, that'd be kind of cool. You
know? Thing to do would be, I think, fly into New Orleans, and it's a quick drive over to Mississippi.
And just say hi. And
then go back to New Orleans.
Right, just take a picture by the sign and then go back to New Orleans.
There you go. All right. You can do that. Tyler Walsh, Ted McGinley, a little later on this morning.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
56 pounds of marijuana were found in a woman's suitcase at a Memphis airport. I don't know how you're going to say suitcase. Yeah. I don't know how you... Yes, it fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 56 pounds. I mean, I don't know how you hide the smell from that.
Well, that's too heavy. Don't you have to pay more if it's over 50?
Well, yes. You know, it's funny. We went through Southwest recently. My wife's luggage weighed 53 pounds. That's 3 pounds over. And I go, see,
and she
I
needed
you.
All that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I packed. Yeah, that's the way she is. And... but a lot of people are that way. And I go, oh, man, I looked at it. I said, ah. And the lady goes, nope, I don't care today. That's what she said. I don't care today. She was in a rush. She was in a rush, and it was just a couple pounds
over.
You
think that's how they snagged her? You're going to have to take 6 pounds of your marijuana and put it in another bag, please.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, now, do you guys want this?
That is classic follow the rules.
Nope. This one last.
While you're breaking the law.
Woman trying to fly out of Memphis International Airport was stopped by security after one of her suitcases busted open on the luggage cart.
Oh!
The suitcase had a luggage tag that allowed the police to identify her.
She did everything wrong.
Yeah, she put her name on it, and then it busted open, and they went, ma'am, you have 56 pounds of marijuana in your bag.
Do you know, this about my wife.
Right, if you're transporting
recently,
56 pounds of marijuana, use a decent piece of luggage.
And don't put your name on it!
Well, you always have your name in your luggage, but you're right. Don't put it on that one.
But on
right,
that one,
exactly
leave
right.
it
not,
off.
Not that one.
Well, just put it right next to the not weed sticker.
My wife didn't. My wife had a new luggage, and she forgot to put her name on it, and she flew recently, and it got lost. And it flew to Tampa for some reason. And then it flew back to where we were heading. And the next day, she got it. But you know, they found out who she was? They opened her luggage and found a pill prescription bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they do look in there and look for stuff, man. So just unfolded. Do you think bales, little bales of weed just rolled out?
I mean, 56 pounds, it had to be a lot of raw flour, you know, just wrapped up somehow.
Yeah, all right.
Bricks of weed.
What's that? That's not personal use, right, guys?
No.
I would say that's probably intent to distribute.
Over a period of time.
Charged with possession of marijuana and intent to manufacture, deliver, or sell. Released on $5,000.
Lucky a dog wasn't around. Dog would have just freaked out on that, man. You know. Once again, it's just pot, though. Who cares? You know? Who cares? I know people still do.
They might have the marijuana sniffing dogs because it was Tennessee, right?
Memphis.
Yeah.
Where it is not legal.
Unless
somebody gets around the hemp laws, then they can sell you some weed.
I get it. I feel the same way. It's just pot, but
56 pounds, you're in trouble.
But
yeah,
dumbass, don't take 56 pounds of pot through the airport.
No, you're not.
You're going to get caught.
Right.
And then somebody on the other end is not going to have that weed.
Yeah, Todd, it looks like there's not much to do in Mississippi.
No. Once again, I think the only thing I'd want to go is see Ole Miss play somebody, you know?
I think you could go... fishing off the Gulf Coast.
Oh, Jesus. Save that for Walsh.
They might have a golf course or two in Mississippi.
Okay.
There's a pocket museum in Haiti.
You also could drive over and just say hi and say you were there. That counts, by the way.
Or you could go to.
I even say if you're on the ground in the airport, that counts too.
Isn't the crossroads in Mississippi where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil and started the Delta Blues?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that was Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai were in that movie. Yeah.
What movie was that?
Remember that?
I don't.
Steve Vai was the devil, and Ralph Macchio played guitar against him. Yeah, what's it called?
There's some whitewashing.
It was Robert Johnson
replaced with Ralph Macchio.
It was Ralph Macchio's follow-up to the Karate Kid.
Is it called Crossroads?
It's called Crossroads.
Okay. Steve Vai was the devil, man. Jump up on a hickory stick.
Jamie Gertz as well.
Yeah.
Steve Vai appears in the film as the devil's virtuosic guitar player in the climactic guitar duel scene.
And Macchio beat him because Macchio was not the
devil. Dude, spoiler alert.
Sorry, you figured it out. The good guy always wins because you know damn well Ralph Macchio is a better guitar player than Steve
Macchio
Vai.
So Macchio was the blues guitarist?
Yes.
Yeah. Macchio in the role of Robert Johnson, the inventor of the Delta Blues?
Tell me that's not a great reference when you brought up that, man. Yeah. Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai movie, a classic. Check it out.
Ralph Macchio is Eugene Martone.
Yeah. We ever talked to Steve Vai? I think we have once before. We'll bring up the, you know, do you think he could beat Ralph Macchio today in a guitar battle?
I bet he's pretty confident of himself.
I think he is. He could, actually, right. Another guy sent us an email about sex on shrooms. He said he has no interest in sex on shrooms, you know. And he does it once a week, he said.
Yeah, he said he was a pretty... Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you got that.
He doesn't eat a lot. What did he say, 0.4 gram?
I've been eating shrooms weekly for the last few years, never had any inclination towards sex while tripping, until I got a shroom candy bar where the pieces are just 0.4 grams.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Taking
Explain this to me, that you shroom guys. I know you don't want sex, but say you are shrooming, and a woman walks up and just starts rubbing on you. Could you turn your brain to sex, or would you just go, well, look at that spaceship, and then just fall off?
I think depending on your headspace, you might just think it's very odd.
Yeah, if it were like...
she's grabbing your wiener.
It'd have to depend on how hard you're tripping.
0.4 gram, you're probably just getting a slight buzz.
Well,
so
he says...
You may be able to get aroused. You may be able to give your attention to somebody.
The 0.4 grams, he said, taken one piece, it's enough to enhance colors, get the serotonin and empathetic feelings flowing, and be able to focus enough to have sex. Been married about 17 years, and microdosing makes sex seem new and different. Chef recommends.
So, they're spiced up their sex life. Is she shrooming?
Is she shrooming?
I've given you the information I have.
Right.
You would think so.
Maybe, maybe not.
You would think, because then it's not new to her. Now she's just banging this messed up dude. Right. I mean, that's what they all do.
Yeah, she's into bigger pupils now.
If it's not into him, it's not him, you know.
Yeah. Eating shrooms weekly seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people.
And that's coming from guys who smoke weed pretty much every day for years.
Some people do that for medicinal purposes.
He's doing that
we'd all do drugs
for medicinal purposes.
Who eat, eat small on microdose, like 0.2 gram a few times a week, like 3 days in a row, and then take a couple of days off, and it's working for them.
Rebooting the brain type of stuff?
Yeah.
You know what looks cool is all this footage coming from those fish shows of the Sphere.
It does, except it's fish.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes me wish I could tolerate fish even.
But
in
you know
the
what,
least.
Though, they're only doing four shows. But somebody had a good point. I know some fish shows. I'm giving them crap. If it's not my type of music, that's fine. If you like that, that's cool. But they said, can you imagine what the tickets will be next time they come back?
Oh yeah,
because of the first of all, they've been playing for 40 years, so they got fans with cash. You know, that's what happens. You get fans like that. That's why U2 did great there. They got fans with cash. And I saw an interview with Trey Anastasio, which is
Trey Anastasio.
He's always been a cool guy, you know.
Yeah, then the Dead and Company are next, and I'm sure they're just gonna take it up a level. They got 18 shows.
Yeah. It's gonna be cool to see what different artists do with that space.
Right, right.
I want a Pearl Jam or a Metallica or a hard rock
band. That's coming down the road, Puss.
You know? Don't it's got to be.
Jam, Pearl Jam, Metallica is probably coming
Aerosmith
down
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Wayne
know.
Stock 2. Do
at
it.
The Sphere. I do want to see the Sphere, though. All right. Come on back. Tyler Walsh, Ted McGinley later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.